This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining us here, probably for the remainder of the show, I would imagine, Sean is here. Hello there.
Hello, Ian.
Welcome. You just came from the City Council drinking game, round two. We'll get some details from you on that in a moment. People have been waiting patiently. We're going to get to the phone calls here first. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, plus the fireworks story with the TSA letting 200 fireworks just slip on by. They're so great at security. We'll get to that, too. And, of course, your calls first. So we go to the phones and the fun. James is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure, James. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to ask a question about something that I heard about it on the news, and I wanted to ask if you guys heard about it. It's about this woman that her boyfriend or her husband reported to the police she was missing, and they weren't looking for her. And when they finally found her, like in some motel with another guy, I heard in the news that she was arrested, and I didn't know why. So I wanted to ask you if you guys heard about it and if you know why they arrested her.
Boy, where did this happen? I mean, it sounds like it could have happened anywhere.
I don't know. I only heard it in the Keith Olbermann program about 2 days ago, two nights ago.
Yeah, I guess the problem here is I'm just a talk show host, and so I don't know what all goes on around the country unless something is brought to my attention for some reason.
Yeah, somebody, just from you saying it, though, somebody will email me the story here in relatively short order, and maybe we can talk about it then.
All right, because I wanted to make sure if it's true that happened, because I'm worried about that, you know, that's why. So
what part are you worried? Just to clarify, what worries you?
Oh, because if they're going to be looking for people and they're going to arrest them after they find them and charge them with, like, you know, all that amount of money on the time they spent looking for someone, that's what I'm worried about, you know.
So she was charged because they spent money looking for her?
Kind of like a lost hiker.
Yeah, they wanted to, I guess, put some kind of a fine on her for, like, all the time that they spent and
that
the man-hours
make sense
and all
at
that.
All. Yeah, well, just a comment. Now that I know a little bit more about the story, I can at least comment to say that if I call the police and say, you need to find my wife or you need to find my child or blah, 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 whatever, whoever is it I'm looking for, find my dog. If they go out and they find whatever it is that I was looking for, I would think it should be the person who called for the service that should be fined or charged or whatever. Yeah, we'll be happy to find this person for you, but it's going to cost you X. Of course, I'd rather see people do these things on a voluntary basis, in that a lot of times when a child is missing, they're going to go out there and they're going to look for them because they care. I'd rather see that happen. I think it's pretty insulting that somebody would be charged for this, especially considering that this is what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be out helping people and so-called serving and protecting. And we all pay through the nose in taxes for these so-called services. And then to have them later on say, well, now that we found you, you've got to pay for the fact that we found you. Well, look, I didn't go missing. I was having sex in a hotel room with my boyfriend. I didn't ask for your services. I didn't ask to be found. Leave me alone. I agree with you. I find that pretty scary. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on that, gents?
I have to agree. I mean, you know, it's one thing if she called and asked for services. It's another thing entirely if somebody called and asked for them for her. I suspect what they'll say is you're supposed to be in contact with your loved ones, and you know, by doing that, you brought us into play.
No, they had no business here whatsoever, from what I can understand.
We want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and go to Robert. No, he's gone. Let's try John in Kansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to let you guys know about something that actually happened here at a city council meeting yesterday.
Okay.
They outlawed the possession of anything that could be used to make graffiti, specifically what they term fat markers.
Fat markers?
Right.
As in P-H-A-T?
As in F-A-T.
Oh, okay.
Markers that are very wide.
Yes.
Spray paint?
Spray paint is on the list. Even certain kinds of pencils.
Okay, so do they make any exceptions? Like if I'm going to Home Depot and need to buy some spray paint and, you know, take it home, will I be allowed, if I'm driving on the road on the way home from Home Depot, will I have to show a receipt to the officer to, you know, let him know that's where I was coming from? Will we have to go and get the security video from the Home Depot to prove that I was actually there buying it and not just lying and coming back from the scene of a crime or something like that? Or were there any provisions in there? Or is it just, yeah, we're going to outlaw this, that way we can pick on kids?
If the officer believes you have a valid reason, they can choose not to arrest you.
Ah, so they can use discretion. So pretty much they can arrest anybody they want for having, anybody they don't like, basically, for having spray paint or a fat marker.
Yes.
Somebody who's the wrong age. Yeah, well, of course it would be somebody who's the wrong age, or maybe a little disheveled looking, or somebody who doesn't look right, maybe being black while driving, for instance, or Hispanic. Anybody that the cops don't like, basically.
You know, I could arrest you for this can of spray paint, don't you?
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just a way to intimidate and hassle people.
Where is this that this transpired? You're in Kansas?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to talk
for
about?
That.
How many months? 6 months?
6 months.
It's crazy.
Yeah, what else could you say but that's crazy?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the idea that you can't have spray paint. Thank you for the call.
You know,
appreciate it.
They're probably frustrated on more than one occasion where they catch somebody who's wandering away from some place with a can of spray paint in their hand. Like, I didn't do nothing, man. What's your problem?
Right.
And
spray paint's not illegal. Well, now it is.
With their pants hanging down. They should outlaw the pants, too.
They've tried that.
Yeah.
I don't know if those have been overturned or not, by the way. I think maybe some of them have and some of them haven't.
I have no idea.
You've never worn your pants like that, I'm sure. Me neither.
No, I've never worn my pants that way.
I did.
Kind of
you
silly.
Did?
Yeah. Hopefully not while you were in prison, Mark.
Yes. Well, not that low, but I mean, yeah, that was the style.
The style. So Sean has returned from, speaking of city council meetings, the local meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, made international news a couple of weeks ago when local liberty activists showed up for the very first edition of the city council drinking game. About 8 activists showed up, 4 of which were actually engaging in the drinking game. I was one of them, and myself and Sam and Monica were arrested because it was demanded that we hand over the bottles that we had. They were brown bottles that had labels that clearly said not a beer on them. And they yelled, the mayor threatened us, the man who calls himself the mayor threatened us over having those bottles.
Other people call him the mayor, too.
Whatever. He's a man to me. Anyway, so they threatened us, and then the police chief came over and demanded the bottles from us. One activist gave the bottle up. She was allowed to stay. Then, because we asserted our right to privacy over what was in our bottles and refused to hand them over, refused to consent to a search, they arrested us and charged us with disorderly conduct. This week, tonight, the city council drinking game happened again. It was round 2. And I was hoping, crossing my fingers, that more people would show up. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe the activists decide this was a bad idea. They weren't going to show up. Sean, you were there. You experienced most of all of it, the whole thing?
I stayed there until they went into the second non-public session of the evening. We had about 35 people in the audience. About half of them were people I recognized as activists. There may have been more people I didn't recognize. I've not been in New Hampshire that long.
Mm-hmm. 35 people. Now, that's more than twice last time. Last time there were 8 activists and 7 others. And most of the 7 others, I recognized a good portion of them as being city bureaucrats or their family members. So obviously you've not been here long enough to recognize the city bureaucrats. If they were in the audience, I wouldn't imagine.
No, I wouldn't recognize them. I try to avoid interacting with those people.
Indeed. So so what was your impression? What transpired? And did they crack down tonight?
Well, as soon as we got into the meeting, everybody stood up and swore allegiance to the piece of cloth in the front of the room.
Did everybody do that? Because last time, a number of activists did not.
Well, okay. All the regular people did, but most of the activists
people.
Did not.
About half.
That about sums it up, Sean.
How much? About how much?
We're the good people. They're the regular people.
About how much of the audience did not stand for the pledge?
I'd say 25-30%.
Not bad. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. One of my favorite parts of the video from the first meeting was when Monica stands up and turns around to face away from the flag during the pledge. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. Get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com. Head on over. Get interactive.
Tired of reading about loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon or for a free PDF of Part 1, write progressanovel@gmail.com. Experience a libertarian revolution. progressanovel@gmail.com. And I just finished this last week, and I can tell you, upon finishing it, I felt that this was an extremely important work. It is succinct, and I feel that it's really its strong suit is that the character in here, which, you know, obviously it's Charles Stample's writing, but the character in here has some really great answers, really short and really in a way that is that I think we could all learn from, because it's so convincing. Go check out Progress, a Novel by Charles Stample.
All right, 800-259-9231. Just giving you a recap here of what happened at the City Council drinking game. Last time, it made international headlines as multiple arrests were made. This time around, there were more activists that were planning on showing up. And usually the way things go is when they have the numbers, the government people, they'll make the arrests. But when they are outnumbered, they will do nothing. And also when they are embarrassed by making poor choices, like making an arrest for somebody drinking out of drinking water or non-alcoholic beer out of a brown bottle in a city council meeting where drinks are allowed to be had, they sometimes learn their lessons and don't make a move. Sean is here joining us here for the remainder of the program. You were at the city council drinking game round two, and you were just getting into describing what the scene was like. And I just wanted to take a quick moment and address the pledge issue. Sean, did you participate in the pledge?
I did not.
Why? Don't you hate America?
I don't hate America. I don't have any particular allegiance to the flag, so I'm not going to pledge it.
Well, why don't you have an allegiance to the flag? I mean, we were all raised to respect the stars and stripes. Those are our forefathers died for this country.
Well, they weren't my forefathers. My forefathers were mostly in Ireland and Poland at the time. However, what this country is supposed to represent and what this country actually does represent are two very different things. And even so, I don't feel any particular loyalty to a piece of fabric.
Also, there's an idolatry factor.
Yeah,
I think
that's how it is for me. You know, I can understand that people across the board have different feelings about the Pledge of Allegiance and that kind of thing. But you know, for me, what it seems like is something like idol worship. It seems like you know, a secondary god. And if you're a Christian, then your stuff says that that you shouldn't have other gods, that God is a jealous god and he doesn't want you to have other gods. But what if there was a religion based around worshiping the state of America, or the federal government? If there was a religion that was in that way, what would it look like? Would it look like people standing around with their hands over their hearts, recanting a little prayer that they learned in unison? Would it be the inability to blaspheme and question the people that run that organization, or at the very least the sort of amorphous thought of the organization? Because America doesn't exist. I mean, it isn't real. The United States. I mean, it's even America. I mean, I suppose you can say that the landmass that people call North America exists. But, you know, do people really have an allegiance to the land? Because I don't think
they
do.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
People have an allegiance to a group.
They have allegiance to ideas, right? And the idea is of the state. In fact, The pledge is actually, beyond the idolatry, it was actually written by a socialist. So not only are you guys absolutely correct in what you're saying, but the pledge was written by a socialist. The purpose of the pledge is to indoctrinate people into a worshipful mindset surrounding the concept of the state. And that's the idea that we're talking about here. The state doesn't exist. The state is just an idea. It's just a concept that justifies in people's minds strange men and women enacting violence, using the threat of force and actual force on other men and women. And
don't forget the funny costumes. You've got to have the funny costumes.
Well, in order, it kind of goes along with the whole program. So you got the flag, the costumes, and all of this this worship that surrounds the idea of the state. And that's why they were so offended at the drinking. And they're so offended at the idea that people would have fun, would try to have fun with their meetings, with their serious meetings. They're so important. And they're very, you know, this is the state we're talking about here. This is public service. How dare you not take this seriously? Where is your decorum? And this is the attitude, right? So so tonight, you were there. You said about 35 people in the audience, half of which about you recognized as liberty activists. But as you say, you haven't been in the movement for a long time, so you may not have recognized them all.
Yeah, that'd be about my guess, yes.
A number of people didn't stand for the pledge. How many cops were in the room? Because last time they had two.
I recall seeing two uniformed officers, and there was one more plainclothes gentleman I believe to be a police officer. Mm-hmm. I don't recognize them. Again, I haven't been here that long.
Maybe others that were also in plainclothes that you don't recognize as well. What kind of – I heard that there was a bit of a conflict because apparently the rumor had been that the anti-free state activists were going to show up at this. You know, the much ballyhooed majority, right, when you read about – when you read the local comments on the freekeen.com or the local newspaper, the Keene Sentinel, there are all these anonymous people that are supposedly all these anonymous people. It might be the same three people, I don't know. But anonymous people commenting on how awful Free Keene is and how terrible the Free State Project is and you know, liberty sucks and, you know, worship the state, et cetera, and so on. And they would like us to believe that they are the majority, that they speak for all of the community.
Well, and they would like that, but I think that the concern of some, say, liberty activists that are concerned about, you know, the PR behind this is that they probably don't believe that that these people speak for the majority. They're just concerned about the majority. The majority may be swayed one way or the other. And I've talked to plenty of people that are both appreciate the Free State Project and what they do and the outside the system activists and think that they're a bunch of losers that are wasting their time and annoying people. So, I mean, I've heard both sides. Just in the general community.
Sure, but the people that are anti are trying to make it seem like, well, the majority of people hates you and the community hates you and et cetera.
Yep, they're wrong.
You know, this is a good opportunity.
I don't know, hate, you know, I
go
think
home, et cetera.
I think people, you know, I think most people are sheep and they're going to do what they think the sort of the will of the public is.
Well, I think most people are unaware of really what goes on.
They don't need to be aware of what goes on. They just need to be aware of whether or not Free Staters or Free Keeners or whatever are bad people.
Well, anyway, the numbers didn't really bear it out. You said there was maybe a handful of protesters?
Well, it was funny you said maybe it's the same three people, because that's how many I saw, was three people out there demonstrating against the Free Staters.
Where were they? They were not in the city council
chambers? They did not come into the city council chambers. They sat outside with some cardboard signs.
So were they outside the room or outside the building?
They were outside the building.
Oh, interesting.
They didn't want to sit through the boring meeting, I guess. I can't blame them. It was the most boring hour of my life.
Right. We don't like you Free Staters. We don't think you should be involved. Get out of here. Get out of the system. And we're not going to get involved in the system either. We just want to be here in Wave Science.
Leave us to our boring meeting.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want
to
be in
their boring meeting.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. So it sounds like they didn't do anything then, basically.
Not really. They held some signs. That's about it.
I mean, as far as the city people. Like
the city people, they did not do anything.
We'll come back. More coming up. Your thoughts. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the features, including our webcam. You go to cam.freetalklive.com, you can watch, and you can listen, and you can interact. We got our chat room built into the very same page. Head on over there and do all of the above for free at cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have their stuff in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. Not only are they the world's, do they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of the list price. But they offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. You can go check it out at memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're just giving you a quick recap here, and we're going to move on, take your phone calls about whatever you want, because they did the right thing tonight, apparently. The government people here in Keene, New Hampshire, mostly ignored the city council drinking game, which brought about a couple, maybe a couple dozen, at least 15 people, Sean, that you could identify, people out to activists, yep. Liberty activists, out to the city council meeting. It's very rare that the activists would come out to these things because they're just so darn boring, and people understand that, and it's hard to get involved in the system because the system is built in a way that it's just, you'd rather be doing any, you'd rather be cutting yourself than getting involved in the system. And so the idea, one of the ideas behind the drinking game was to give people a reason to show up to these.
Perhaps you could have the cutting game, too.
God.
That doesn't sound very good. They'd probably call that a disturbance. I mean, you'd get blood everywhere. And I'm not going to participate in that one.
Yeah, but I think it'd be hard.
You're calling everything a disturbance at this point, Sean.
I think it would be hard to recruit people for the cutting game, but nonetheless, people showed up. About how many of the 15 would you say actually had something to drink?
Most of the people I saw had something to drink. I don't know what all of it was.
How many had brown bottles?
Most of it was in brown bottles.
Interesting.
Brown glass bottles.
So yeah. So then you would say the brown bottle percentage had increased from the last time?
I would say it definitely increased from last time.
Excellent. So that's good. I would say that's a win for the activists. Because usually when the
more brown bottles.
The government people crack. Well, that was the objection last time. They wouldn't have bothered anybody.
Now we can drink our water from brown bottles at the Keene City Council meetings. It's a victory.
Whatever, you can drink whatever you want from brown bottles if they don't arrest you.
Yeah.
And so what else? Do you have anything else you want to highlight about your experience tonight?
Well, tonight was the presentation about the master plan.
Oh,
so
boy.
There were a lot of occasions to drink.
One of the rules is you drink every time they say master plan, right?
Yeah, I counted 55 occasions to drink, at least 10 of which were unanimous votes not related to the master plan.
And the rules are posted over at freekeen.com. So, success. People got involved in the city council meeting. Nobody was arrested. Everything was okay. And I'm glad to hear about that. Now, hopefully other people will still continue to be involved here because there is actually some political action going on here. People, one of the critics about this some of the critics about this have been saying, well, this isn't inside the system. Number one, they're claiming it's not inside the system because you don't have the decorum and you're not respecting their procedure.
It's not inside the system. That's ridiculous.
It is totally inside the system. And I've explained this to you before. I don't know why you continue to deny it. Last week, Sam and I presented a document to every member of the city council that outlined their laws against open container and asked them to repeal it. It begged them to repeal the ordinance. That is inside the system. When you're asking politicians to do something for you, that's inside the system. And who cares, Mark, what it takes to get people to come out to the meeting? That was the intent, was to bring people out to it. What are you laughing about here?
The idea that your indignation that you think that this is inside the system. Actually,
you just admitted that it was inside the system.
Hold on. I'm talking about the drinking game. Not inside the system activism.
People coming to city council meetings is inside the system activism. Participating within the governmental structure is inside the system activism. That is what happened, and the city council drinking game brought people out. And this week, it brought more than twice as many activists out as last time. So, aside from that, Heike, who's one of the Keene natives who's recently been activated and has become quite the activist here locally.
Oh, absolutely she has.
She's great. And by the way, she's paid quite a personal price for this as well. Some of her so-called friends have ostracized her over hanging out with the Liberty activists. Some of her family members have ostracized her over this. And so that she's paid that kind of price and she continues on in her activism is incredible. The bravery and the courage this woman has is exemplary and amazing. So she submitted a letter to the city council, much in the same way that Sam and I gave them something as well. And I don't know if they ever addressed what Sam and I gave them. I don't know if you have to mail them something in order to get them to address it. I think you could just hand it to them prior to the meeting.
But I don't believe they addressed anything from you, but Heike's letter was referred to a committee. So
that's what they're supposed to do. The way it works up here at the city meetings in New Hampshire is or at least here in Keene, is that if somebody brings something to the council, to the full council, they have to submit it to one of their little committees because the public is not allowed to speak at the city council meetings. But
yeah,
they
that's
are
true.
Allowed to speak.
They got tired of the public having things to say, I'm sure.
They are allowed to speak at the council committee meetings. So now this repeal, Heike proposed that they repeal the city drinking ordinance, the open container ordinance. And so now that is going to another meeting, which will probably be someday next week. And so that means that the activists will be able to show up and actually speak on this issue. And so will anybody else who wants to. So now I think this will be actually probably the first time, at least that I know of, that activists will actually attend one of their committee meetings. So people are getting more and more involved in this, Mark.
Inside the system activism.
Yes, and it's the city council drinking game that spurred all of this activity. So you can poo-poo it all you want, Mark, but now finally people are getting involved inside the system in Keene, New Hampshire. Will it last? Will they continue past this? Will something happen here? Will the open container ordinance be repealed? Will they do nothing? Will there be some sort of a crackdown? Will the activism continue if they don't crack down? All that remains to be seen. Maybe somebody will get involved and really enjoy this kind of level of political activism. I don't know. It's hard to enjoy it, though, isn't it, Sean? It's really, really dull.
It's really boring. I could have thought of a lot of better things to do with an hour of my Thursday evening.
Do you feel like the drinking game helped a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Unfortunately, I ran out of things to drink rather quickly.
I see. Because there was just too many occasions. Maybe we need to reduce the rules or somehow modify them.
Or maybe not show up when they're presenting their master plan for everybody to hear all about. That guy used the words master plan I don't know how many times.
You could just leave one person in there with a two-way, and you could just two-way people to come back in at the relevant portions. Anyway, thanks for the report there. Anything else you want to highlight about it?
They did manage to spend $500,000 on the airport while we were there.
Well, it's nice. Sweet. It's not your money.
Airport that's really just there to service a very few people.
Private companies, basically. Yeah. Yeah, with their special jets that fly in and out. All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls. Ladies first. Mama Allie is on the line in Georgia. Mama Allie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Your super stuffy city official voice cracks me up.
Should I make a city official voice? I don't even remember it.
Yes.
It's how we do it.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I want to talk about war tonight. I heard yesterday, and I heard it again today, that they are bringing our people back from Iraq, which at first I was, like, really excited. That's awesome that we're not going to be over there having war. But then I started thinking about actually having all those soldiers over here, and I got really, really, really scared. So I was just wondering, I don't know, can you imagine having all those people over here?
Well, yeah.
They're not going to, like...
A lot of them are going to get jobs as cops.
Yeah, well, they're not going to, like, start planting gardens and start, like, helping the community. I can't. I mean, some of them will, but, I mean, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just wondering if there is...
I didn't hear the same thing. Have either of you heard
yes,
that they're going to be pulling troops
They're pulling the last combat brigade out of Iraq, supposedly. That leaves only 50,000 troops in country.
Well, is there any truth to the claim that they're going to be bringing them back to the United States or to America, or will they be just sending them to Afghanistan?
They've got 700 bases in 130 countries. I'm sure they'll spread them out rather nicely.
Yeah. Although I understand where you're coming from, Mama Allie. I mean, there's certainly the possibility. There has been discussion about them using the troops for policing purposes here in the here in America, and they have made moves and they've done legal things to make that all legal and make it possible for them to essentially
I'm sure it's legal.
the military as police. And yeah, you're right. Even if it's not legal, they'll still do it anyway and make it legal after the fact retroactively. I don't know if you have more to say, but you're welcome to. Hang on.
No, I'm...
Okay, thanks for the call. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online could hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1-year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including things like our listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up flavors of our streams, so one size should fit your internet connection fairly well. And they're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the latest episode of Free Talk Live running around the clock. Head on over and listen in at listen.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize their winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy that the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in just a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. I think that it is invaluable and will teach you how to use the basics, and that's really all you need to know is the basics. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, it's Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, one of the more active and effective, I would say, political organizations up here in New Hampshire. Of course, we are all here as part of the Free State Project.
And actually, I formed a new political organization just this afternoon.
You did?
Well, tell us about it.
It's an organization that was formed by myself and the other public face of the organization. It's actually one of the Free Talk Live creative teams. A guy who's on the FTLBBS from time to time, and the two of us basically signed some papers at the Secretary of State's office, and we are now basically the political action committee called NotAyot.com.
So you're opposing a politician that is running for the former attorney general is running for a U.S. Senate or something like that, and you're opposing
That's exactly
her.
Exactly right.
Gotcha. Why?
We're opposing her just, yeah, she's bad. She's real bad. She opposed medical marijuana.
Are there any good attorneys? Are there any good attorneys general across the country? Any of them?
I have no idea. I don't know any of them. I know this one was really bad. She opposed the Castle Doctrine. So, and then she goes around calling herself a big friend of the Second Amendment, but she opposed it. So, basically, we put together a website, NotAyot.com. We just pointed out a bunch of places where she's two-faced and lying and shifting now that she's running for Congress or for Senate, and I think she thinks that no one pays attention. She thinks that no one's going to call her out on it, and we are.
Good on you.
So, Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, there is a website and people can go there. They can even donate money if they want, which will help us move to phase two where we really stick into it.
This is one of those things that people can do if they're not in New Hampshire yet. I know a lot of people in our listening audience are excited about moving to New Hampshire. A number of them have signed up for the Free State Project, but some of them are years away from making the move and contributing financially to the various efforts that you find interesting up here, whether they be civilly disobedient, like the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund or the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, or in this case, a particular opposition to one politician who's extra nasty. These are good ways for people who are outside of New Hampshire to get involved and help things move along.
Absolutely. You know, we chose this partially because this candidate has really been taken, he's been taken under the wing of, shall we say, the party elites, especially people in Washington. They really want to see her in Washington.
Oh, so she's their little pet. They're grooming her, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
But we can only get so far into detail about one of the politicians up here because obviously we're doing a national show. But what else were you calling in about tonight? You've been on an international trip recently?
I have. You know, one thing about this, the thing that makes this interesting is not that it's opposing one politician. It's the fact that everyone will know it's the libertarian. If her race is spoiled because of the libertarian, that is going to make the party elders, if you will, the real party power players in the state, will sit up and say, oh, my God. What they will learn really hard and really fast is if you have a Senate, if you have a candidate that's going to the U.S. Senate or some big candidate, you damn well make sure the libertarians approve of that candidate. Or they're taking that candidate down.
Yeah,
that's the message that we're giving.
Dennis, I think that you're pointing out something that I believe to be coming along here, and maybe in 2010, which is the sort of the Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire, and it's probably going to be pretty powerful in the state house. There are many. Many people who are, you know, A's on the NHLA sort of list, I mean, A, like a letter grade A, and they're going to, you know, be in there. There's probably going to be a couple of dozen in there, if not more. And that means that those that want to get their laws passed are going to have to go through the gauntlet of people who believe in liberty in order to get their law passed, which means vetoes on both sides, essentially.
Inside the system stuff doesn't have to involve sitting in a boring meeting. It can involve stuff that is truly what I call guerrilla warfare. I think of us as being literally like the coiled snake that has a really sharp sting, and when you piss enough of them off, what happens is your candidate gets so much negative energy that, you know, it burns the whole party, and they learn. That is how they learn. They learn when they put a candidate out that gets burned and burned hard, and it forces them to bring you to the table and say, well, we want to bounce this idea off you guys because we don't want to float this without the libertarians.
Well, that's one of the things that I think that you've had some success with over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as the NHLA. You can go to NHLiberty.org to learn more about them. But y'all have been putting out the gold standard, which is essentially a recommendation sheet for all of the so-called representatives to suggest to them how they might want to vote on something if they are going to vote in a pro-liberty manner. And there's also, and kind of alongside that, or along one of the other important things that you guys are doing, is you're putting out this report card on all of the different so-called reps to rate them on how they actually did vote in the last year on issues regarding liberty. And you found that these people are paying attention. They're concerned with what people think about them. They're concerned about what their liberty rating is. Some of them are. And so you're already starting to have some sway with these people. And, of course, the more activists get here and the more active they become, the more influential they'll become. Soon they're going to start pandering to you, Dennis.
Oh, they already do in various different ways. And I should make, you know, pains. I want to make sure people understand that the Not AOT campaign has nothing to do with the Liberty Alliance. That's very important that people know.
So, Dennis, aren't you proud of the Keniacs here tonight?
I mean, you're goading him.
Getting out there and
getting
active. And as one of the most vocal opponents of some of the outside the system activism, aren't you proud that folks got out and they actually got an issue in front of the city council? I mean, we're new at this whole political stuff, Dennis, but I mean, there's actually an issue in front of the council. They're taking it to a committee, and there's going to be a public hearing about it.
I think it's a lot like Lord of the Flies when the children were trying to govern the island. And, you know, poor Piggy. I think he ended up dead at the end of that.
Yeah, they killed Piggy.
It's like watching a train crash.
You are so unforgiving.
If you think you're doing good, it's kind of like saying, you know, the Third Reich did good. They brought a lot of order to Germany.
Yeah, right. Hey, he made the Volkswagen.
So you can't even give the activists credit.
The Third Reich brought liberty to brought order to Germany.
You can't even give the Third Reich. You can't even give the activists credit.
I can't give it up for the Third Reich, man. I just can't.
You can't give the activists credit for actually getting something inside the political system to get an issue in front of the city council.
No. Waving your middle finger in front of someone is not having a conversation with them.
Nobody waved their middle finger in front of anybody. Heike submitted a letter to the city council, and they are now addressing the issue through their processes.
You're not serious. You're not serious. And everyone knows you're
not serious.
And at this point, there's nothing you can do to turn yourself into a serious part of the debate.
Who's not serious? She wrote a serious letter. Have you read her letter?
You're a kook.
You haven't read her letter, Dennis. You haven't read her letter, have you? What do you know about all this?
If she's associated with you in any way, everyone knows you're a kook, and the people you are involved with are kooks.
Yeah. Because it's kooky to live free and act like free people.
No, that's not it. Dennis believes the same things that you believe.
Because it's kooky to make fun of people.
It's a different way to get there.
Because it's kooky to make fun of people who are using force on other people. It's kooky to laugh at the aggressors. Is that what you're saying, Dennis?
Yeah. The way you do it is very much not a way of conversation. To say, number one, look at me. Number two, F you. That's really what I see the conversation.
You know what, Dennis? It's clear you're not here. You don't know what goes on. And thanks for the call tonight.
Fair
appreciate
enough.
It. 800-259-9231. Look, these people deserve to be laughed at. These government people, they hurt people. They aggress against people. They threaten people. And I don't think they deserve to be taken seriously.
Yeah, I can't defend myself against them, so I've got to laugh at them. It's the only thing I know how to do.
Absolutely. And so while we're laughing at them, there's still people that are kind of using the system along with it. And clearly they aren't going to take us seriously, but they are still supposed to, operate their system. And so they are going to have a hearing on the open container ordinance. I believe it's going to be sometime next week.
Hey, I wish you luck with that. I just, the idea that you're shocked that people don't expect the people participating in the King City Council drinking game to be called inside the system action.
We're coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.